I'd like to discuss ascension symptoms. Ascension symptoms can be an absolute mystery. And, you know, often our logical mind will come in here. Ascension symptoms, when we are going through a spiritual awakening, can be pretty scary. And I've had clients that have gone to A&E, you know, because they've been so worried about what's been going on, feeling really intense pain, only to go there to have it all checked out and to be given no answers whatsoever. Now, of course, I would always recommend, if you are having any pain in the body or, you know, going through anything, you always go and seek medical advice. But if it comes back all clear, it is a really good indication, especially if you're going through a spiritual awakening, that these are just ascension symptoms. And you can, you know, I've had clients that have felt pain in their heart, pain all over their body, can suffer with flu-like symptoms that suddenly come on out of nowhere, sinus problems, the throat is a massive one, aches in the body, feeling such, you know, like they've run the London Marathon or something. Also eye pain, headaches, and just feeling absolutely shattered, like they could sleep for a month. And then sometimes when they do go to sleep, they wake up very quickly afterwards. These are all normal signs, but I will emphasize again, if you are feeling any of these and you are worried, please always go and seek medical advice. I am never recommending that you just go, oh yeah, it's ascension. If you are worried, go and get advice. But if it comes back, as I say, all clear, then it is a really good indication. Now, why do we get these? Why do we have ascension symptoms through when we're going through a spiritual awakening? We have them because the energy that is moving out of the body, the oscillations of energy that are moving out of our body, and also they move up through that spinal area. They move up when we have an activation, normally of the Kundalini, it then pushes that energy up through the chakras. And often it is the energy clearing through and releasing out of our energetic field and also out of the body. And this is a lot lower dense energy, and it is releasing, and it comes through, as I say, like an oscillation. And it's peeled back often like layers of an onion, slowly, peeling away. And so we are releasing that old, dense energy that you no longer need. And right now, as a collective energy, we are upgrading. We are upgrading our DNA. We are upgrading our whole light field, as new light codings are coming down onto Earth. We are absorbing them. And also, you know, we are also bringing energy up from core energy, from Earth energy, which is being moved up and moved through us, so we can upgrade and transmute energy in a lot faster frequency, but also in a lot higher frequency than what we have ever done before. So you will feel these symptoms, you know, as I say, flu-like symptoms, eye pain, headaches, exhaustion. This is the old energy releasing and moving out. So what can you do? What can you do is eat clean, drink clean, you know, drink loads of water, flush it through, slow down, really slow down your activity. Make sure that you're getting loads and loads of rest, you know, going to bed early, making sure that you set a regular routine for your sleep. Also, meditation. Meditation is amazing during this time. And also, you know, getting out in nature and making meditation not just where you sit on a yoga mat or lay down on bed and do, you know, a 15-minute meditation, but start to shift your whole energy so you start to make your lifestyle a meditation. You know, you start to become the observer of your mind. You know, as that old dense energy moves out and releases, it will be also releasing old thought patterns and old ways. So start to be that observer. Start to do things that really nurture you, you know. Start to seduce yourself and date yourself. Do something nice for you in a very nurturing and loving way. All these things will help you, you know, really start to shift through these ascension symptoms. And, you know, I do want to say that moons have a massive effect on ascension symptoms. But being in the present moment is really the key. Making the present moment, so when that mind starts to wander of, oh my goodness, should have, could have, would have, or, you know, things that are coming up that you've got to do that start to put you in either anxiety or depression, remind yourself, bring yourself back to the present moment, because when we're in the present moment, there is no anxiety, there is no depression, because present moment, it just is. It just is. And when we start to learn to be in present moment, and it's not really a learning in lots of ways, it is a being. But when we start to function in present moment, we start to drop into the heart chakra and the soul. And when we start to operate from the soul and align with our soul, that's when our life starts to flow. I hope you have found this useful. Make sure you subscribe. I am here to help you awaken to your truth, awaken to your soul mission, your soul purpose, to your twin flame journey. You know, I channel messages from the divine to help and support you navigate this incredible awakening that we are going through as a collective. I send you all the love in the world. Many blessings. The roles of the twin flame runner, or the pull energy, the divine masculine, and the roles of the push energy, the chasing energy, and the divine feminine. Remember, when I talk about divine feminine and divine masculine in the twin flame connection, I am talking about energy. So what do both their roles, what are both their roles? You see, most people get really confused about this, and most people are stuck in the story. This is not a connection like soulmates. This is an energetic connection. This is a soul connection. So we have a body, we have a mind, we also have the astral body, and then we have the soul. The soul is very, very different, and this connection happens on an energetic connection. So the more advanced part of the connection, remember, you are one soul. You are the same soul frequency, you are the same soul essence, you are a unit in itself. And so the energy is constantly moving to the other twin. Now, as the chasing energy, the push energy, the divine feminine, you are the more advanced twin. You do a lot of the work. They do work too, but in a different way. You are here to lead this connection. You are the one that goes through the massive spiritual awakening, dark night of the soul, ego death, and you have to start to learn to alchemize this shared energetic field. You learn to work with the energy. Now, the pull energy, the divine masculine, the running part of the energy, they are there to come in to help you trigger more, to help you work deeper on yourself. And when you do the work, it automatically filters through to them. But not in the same way as what our mind would say, but they level up. They automatically move up when we move up. But divine feminine, chaser, push energy, you are here to do the work. And you have to shift all your focus off the running energy. Remember, you are one energetic system. You are the same soul. But while ever you are focused on them and what they are doing, and you know, often people will say to me, but I've blocked them, Kat, at every level, but we're still having this conversation. So you are still pushing energy. Remember, just because you are not speaking in the physical does not mean that you are not pushing energy. Thoughts create energy, feelings, emotions, they all create energy. And that energy, you are the push energy, and your energy pushes onto them. So this is a journey of learning to stay in the fully in the present moment, to learning to work in the present moment, learning to stop reminiscing, stop thinking about what has happened or what could happen, and stick solely in the present moment. Start to work on your mission, start to work on your purpose, and know that this journey is truly about your awakening. While ever you're feeding into the romance of the connection, you will always stay in separation. The way you bring union is to bring union with self. And this is a process. You will go through big emotions. You will feel big, deep emotions. Allow them to move through you. Remember, you are learning to alchemize the shared energetic field. And that's not easy. You know, we are so stuck in our minds. This is not a journey of the mind. This is a journey of the soul. I do one-to-one sessions. I also do group work to help you understand what the truth of this journey is about. That this is a journey of you. This is a journey of your awakening, awakening to self. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I look forward to joining you. I have a free group on Facebook. Come along and join and start to really do the work, awaken to your truth, to yourself, to your mission. Much love, many blessings.